Buongiorno, benvenuto a A Plus Inglesi. Mi chiamo Cletonio.
Yes, welcome to A Plus Italian. 欢迎来到 A 加意大利文。What did you say, Clayton?
I said, good day. Welcome to A Plus English. My name is Clayton.
But why were you speaking in Italian?
Because today we're talking about Venice.
我们今天要来聊的这个城市呢，是 Venice 威尼斯，and it's in Italy.
Right, so that's why I was talking in Italian.
I see. So, what's so special about this place?
Well, Venice is a really, really special city. The city has streets that are made of water.
威尼斯的街道是水做成的，made of water. I don't understand. How can you walk on it?
Well, we're going to find out in today's reading. So, everybody, let's have a look.
Venice, City on the Water.
Reading A.
What is it like to visit a city by boat? To find out, go to Venice. This city is built on 120 small islands. Its streets are made of water. To get around, you have to take a boat or walk across hundreds of bridges. Here, rushing is not a way of life.
So today's reading on Venice asks us, what is it like to visit a city by boat?
Yes, 文章问我们说，搭船呢，观光一个城市是什么感觉？ What is it like? 是什么感觉？ To visit a city by boat, 用船来参观一个城市。Well, I don't really know, because here in Taipei, we use cars, motorcycles, but not boats, 船。
Right, but Venice is different. It's a very special city. And you know, the boats there aren't very noisy. They're small, they're open to the fresh air, and they are moved by people pushing them with long sticks.
想象一下这种悠哉的景象哦。所以在威尼斯他们的船呢不是很大台，是小小艘的，然后呢他们也不用桨，是用那种长长的棍子这样推呀推呀。So they do things slowly.
Exactly. In Venice, rushing is not a way of life. Now when you rush, you do something quickly. So, for example, I woke up late today, so I had to rush to work.
这里我们看到 rush 这个动词 ，rush 就是忙碌、奔波的意思，或是很赶哦。所以 Clayton 今天就要赶快冲来上班，因为昨晚呢太晚睡了，起得太晚。So rush to work 就是冲到公司，忙碌的奔波到公司。不过这里我们看到哦，文章提到。Rushing is not a way of life. 这里的 rushing 是以动名词出现哦，所以他说什么呢？他说在威尼斯哦，忙碌奔波不是生活的方式 ，way of life. Now let me ask you, Clayton, what is the way of life here in Taipei?
Well, I know that in Taipei, people work really hard. So I think working hard is Taipei's way of life.
Yes, 台北人哦总是很忙碌的在工作，像蜜蜂一样。So we can say, working hard is Taipei's way of life. I know you and I work really hard.
That's why I think we should take a vacation to Venice and just relax for a while.
我们两个去威尼斯休息一下，哎，不错 ，but you have to buy my plane ticket.
But then when I get back, I will have to work even harder to pay for the plane tickets.
是是是，这样回来以后你就要用更努力的工作。Maybe it's not a good idea.
Okay, let's get back to talking about Venice anyways. Now in Venice, it doesn't matter if you get lost. Because even if you get lost, you can just walk around and look at all the beautiful buildings around you.
所以说啊，这个威尼斯人呢，他们生活的方式就是很悠闲很悠哉，不小心走路迷路了，也不用急着找路回家，反正就慢慢的四处看一看嘛。 So you just walk around. But you said that the streets were made of water. 街道是水做的。 How do you walk on them?
Well, that's true that the streets are made of water. But there are some places, some sidewalks that aren't made of water. And there are also a lot of bridges. In fact, there are hundreds of bridges in Venice that you can walk across. Now, if there are hundreds of something, that just means there are more than 100 of that thing.
所以说在威尼斯呢，大部分哦，虽然说大部分的通道都是水道，都是水做的，要用船，可是房子跟房子之间还是有一些街道， so you can still walk on those streets. But 这里我们看到 hundreds of something. Hundreds of something 就是好几百的什么东西，这里是好几百座桥。 Because there are many islands, so there must be a lot of bridges.
Right. Now, hundreds of people visit Venice every day because it's such a beautiful city.
Oh, so Clayton 给我们的例句是 hundreds of people visit Venice every day. 每天都有好几百人来参观 Venice 这个城市。而这里为什么威尼斯要有好几百座桥呢？因为我们这里看到 this city is built on 120 small islands. 这里我们看到 A is built on B. A is built on B. 就是 A 呢是盖在 B 上面。所以文章说呢，威尼斯是盖在120座岛屿上面。That's very cool.
All right, everybody. We need to take a break. We'll be back in a moment.
Venice, City on the Water.
Reading B.
St. Mark's is one of the most beautiful buildings in Venice. From far away, you can see this 1,000-year-old church rise up into the sky. It is decorated with colored glass and stones. Inside,There are golden ceilings and walls. You will be blinded by the beauty of this church of gold.
So, Clayton, help me over here. The reading says, there's this person called Mark. 什么人叫做马克啊?
Yeah, there's this guy called Saint Mark.He came to Venice 1,500 years ago, and he brought some important new ideas to the people of Venice.
Okay, 所以这个 Saint Mark, 他到底是谁呢? Clayton 告诉我们他大概是1500年前哦，来到威尼斯，那么他带来了一些新的宗教的一些思想，那么后人为了纪念他就叫他 Saint Mark, 就是圣马可。
So St. Mark's Church is one of the most beautiful buildings in Venice.
所以说圣马可教堂是威尼斯最美丽的建筑物之一。Why is that?
Well, because St. Mark's has very tall towers. They rise up into the sky. In fact, you can see them from all over the city.
所以这个教堂是怎么样个漂亮法，怎么特别呢？文章说 from far away. From far away 这个片语呢，就是从远处。从远处啊，你就可以看到这个一千岁的教堂怎么样呢？ Rise up into the sky. Rise up into something. Rise up into something 就是直直的耸立进去什么东西。所以我们可以看到这个教堂是直耸云霄啊， into the sky.
And what else is special about St. Mark's Church is how it is decorated. Now, when you decorate something or some place, you do something to make it look really nice. So maybe at home, you will decorate your room by putting up posters. Or you can decorate the table by putting some flowers on it.
所以这里 Clayton 提到 decorate 这个动词 ，decorate 就是布置的意思。而在文章中，我们看到 A is decorated with B. A is decorated with B. 就是 A 是以 B 做装饰。所以文章告诉我们，在这个教堂呢，它是以 colored glass 还有石头来做装饰。But what is colored glass?
Well, it's glass that has had color added to it. So it will make a lot of colors when the sun shines through it. A lot of churches have this kind of colored glass, and it looks really beautiful.
所以在这里有到底什么是 colored glass?Colored glass 呢，这里就是五颜六色的琉璃。有很多教堂，其实你去看都会发现它的玻璃呢是很漂亮的。And over here, we just know that this church has many, many colors. But it's also called Church of Gold, 黄金之教堂。Why is that?
Well, it's because the ceilings above and the walls all around are covered in gold.In other words, they are golden.
所以为什么叫做黄金教堂呢？这里我们看到文章说 ，inside there are golden ceilings and walls. Golden 这形容词呢，就是黄金的。所以这教堂很特别哦，它的天花板呐、啊，还有它的墙壁啊，都是黄金做的。So we call it the Church of Gold. Clayton, 你在干嘛 ？What are you doing?
Well.You know, St. Mark's Church is so beautiful. I thought I could do something to make our studio more beautiful.
所以圣马可教堂很漂亮。Clayton, 你要把我们这摄影棚弄得更漂亮一点。喂喂喂。Hey, Clayton, don't touch that. Don't touch that.
Ah!
Oh.
The light. It blinded me. It was too bright.I can't see anything.
Clayton, are you okay?
Sorry, 我还是要跟观众讲解一下。Blind 这个动词呢，就是使失明的意思。So Clayton is blinded. 他暂时呢，可能是失明了哦。
Oh, actually, I think my eyes are okay. Let's go to Word Power.
Word Power!
Well, my friends, it is time for Word Power.
Yes, let's see what useful words we have seen today.
Rush, rush.
Rush, 它是个动词，急或是赶。
It's still early. There is no need to rush.
Yes, 还早嘛，急什么呢？ Slow down.
Mm-hmm. Decorate, decorate.
Decorate 这个动词呢，就是布置的意思。
My bedroom is decorated with pictures.
我的卧室呢，是用图片来布置的。I'm a painter, you know.
Really?
Yes.
All right, I'll check it out sometime. Golden, golden.
Golden 是个形容词，黄金色的或是黄金做的。
Jane likes to wear golden rings.
真喜欢戴金戒指。
Blind, blind.
Blind, 它是个动词，就是使失明的意思。
I was blinded by the morning sun.
我被刺眼的朝阳照得眼睛张不开。Oh, it's only Sunday. I don't want to wake up yet.
Keep in mind!
Clayton, try this apple juice.
Alright. It's delicious.
It's made from the best apples in Taiwan.
Wow. And wow, this cup is so beautiful.
Yes, it's made of the best glass in Taiwan.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, 各位观众，这里啊，我们看到 A is made from B， 还有 A is made of B。中文呢都是 A 是 B 做的，可是英文却有 made from 跟 made of 的差别。差在哪里呢？差别就是哦，如果你看着成品，你看得出它的原料是什么，你就用 made of。如果看不出原料，说喂这什么做的啊，你就说 made from。
And look at this chocolate. It's made from the best cocoa.
是的，这个巧克力呢是最棒的可可果做的。
Made from the best cocoa.
Go ahead, it's yours.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Okay, everybody, let's have one more look at today's reading.
Venice, city on the water. What is it like to visit a city by boat?To find out, go to Venice. This city is built on 120 small islands. Its streets are made of water. To get around, you have to take a boat or walk across hundreds of bridges. Here, rushing is not a way of life.
St. Mark's is one of the most beautiful buildings in Venice. From far away, you can see this 1,000-year-old church rise up into the sky. It is decorated with colored glass and stones. Inside, there are golden ceilings and walls. You will be blinded by the beauty of this church of gold.
Review time!
It's review time, and we want to see if you know what is true and what is false about the city of Venice.
对，我们今天呢就来做是非题。True, 是非 false, about 什么有关于威尼斯是 true or false.
Okay, number one, the ceilings of St. Mark's Church are made of gold.
哇，金光闪闪的。这个话说啊，威尼斯的圣马可教堂，它的天花板呢是黄金做的。That's tea.
True, yes it is. Number two, the church is decorated with colored glass and stones.
那么这一间教堂呢，它是以五颜六色的玻璃，还有石块来做装饰的。That's also true.
Yes, it is. And the last one. People always rush around Venice.
人们在威尼斯呢总是忙碌奔波。That has to be F.
Right, they take it easy.
Fun with phrases.
Hundreds of.
Hundreds of.
This is great! I'm glad we came here.
Yeah, we can see so many animals.
Hey, look! There are hundreds of monkeys.
And hundreds of elephants over there.
There are also hundreds of birds on that tree.
I think there are a lot of ants here, too.
You mean there are hundreds of red ants all around us?
Ouch! They bite!
run!
Just for fun!
Hello, A-plus listeners, and welcome to Just for Fun. Today is February 6th, and we have a great proverb for you today. And let's go ahead and read it. It is, tomorrow never comes. That's pretty interesting proverb.
Yes, it is, Matt. It makes me think that we only have today. But I know there will always be a tomorrow.
That's right. Tomorrow comes, but really, tomorrow never does come. Because when tomorrow's here, tomorrow will then be the next day. So that means every day there's a tomorrow, but we never actually get to it. That is a pretty deep, deep thought.
It is. It makes me think that I should always live in the present and not think about putting things off until tomorrow.
Because if you do that, you'll never be able to do it because like our proverb says today, tomorrow never comes. Well, I guess that could be a good thing, especially if maybe you have a test tomorrow and your teacher tells you, don't forget about the test tomorrow. You can tell her, but teacher, tomorrow never comes, so you never have to take the test.
I don't think that's what the proverb means exactly, Matt. Maybe it means that you should study today and not wait until tomorrow, because if you wait until tomorrow, it might be too late. This proverb reminds me of a situation that I was in, or a time when I thought I could do something tomorrow. I think it was a time when I really wanted to join a basketball game. I thought I will see them tomorrow and play the game. But I never did because I kept waiting and waiting and waiting, and tomorrow never came.
That is a great example. Well, that's all the time we have to talk about this proverb, but be sure to join us tomorrow. But wait, tomorrow never comes. So until then, join us on Just for Fun.